This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you are having a blessed day today, whichever day you have decided to listen to this wonderful podcast. If you're listening to it on a Sunday, happy Sunday. If you're listening on any other day of this week, happy whatever day of the week this is for you. Going to have a beautiful, 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 beautiful service today. It's going to be a blessed one. I am prayerful that whatever you're going through, that you will put your trust in the Lord today, because guess what? God woke you up this morning, and I am so glad that he did. He woke me up this morning, and I'm so glad that he woke me up as well. So guess what, guys? This is going to be a great service once again. I also want to remind everybody that next Sunday is going to be a blessed Sunday. It's Fifth Sunday Showcase. I can't begin to tell you how much that is going to do for this wonderful podcast. I pray that you continue to spread the word, spread the message about Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter if you live in Europe. It doesn't matter if you live on the other side of the U.S. I am just blessed that you all have decided to take your time out of every podcast to listen to me. For those who are unable to get to their regular church services, I am prayerful that your pastor is blessed because as well. No matter where you are, if you're at work right now, I'm praying that whatever message that the Lord has blessed me to bless you with today helps get you through the work day and get you through the work week until you are able to get to your church and to listen to your pastor. But in the meantime, let us get right into the word. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, For those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I would be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying for everyone right now that is going through financial struggles, health struggles, emotional struggles, mental health struggles, relationship struggles, all struggles. I'm praying for everyone right now because you know what? We're going through a trying time. But just want to encourage you to keep the faith, keep moving forward, keep pressing forward, stay positive, do whatever you have to do to make it to the next level. So but right now, if you're able to, just still your hearts. If you're unable to close your eyes, that's okay. Just close your eyes in spirit as we go to the throne together. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be here, to be blessed right now by your presence. Right now we just want to lift up everyone that's going through a sickness right now, Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every shut-in right now, Heavenly Father, and pray for anyone that's going through bereavement right now, Heavenly Father. Continue to encourage them. Continue to bless them. Continue to get them through whatever it is that has got them feeling down, oh, Heavenly Father. Right now, just plant a seed of hope inside of them right now, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you are still with them, oh, Heavenly Father, and you are still leading the way, oh, Heavenly Father. If there's someone who has gone astray, this week, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you have forgiven them right now and bring them back. Allow them to come back into your presence and into your arms, oh, Heavenly Father. A lot of us are prodigal sons and daughters, oh, Heavenly Father, and we pray for forgiveness right now, Heavenly Father, because only you can get us through whatever it is that we have created, oh, Heavenly Father, and whatever we've done that was not pleasing in your sight. Right now, we just want to say thank you once again. We pray that you get us through this week, oh, Heavenly Father. This week, we thank you for the week that we've survived, oh, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the week that we're going through if we have not gone through our entire week just yet. Right now, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every single church door that is opening in your name. Every minister has got to step in front of the pulpit, in front of the audience, oh, Heavenly Father. And we pray that you bless them with the word right now. We pray for every podcast that is doing exactly what we're doing right now, Heavenly Father. So, Heavenly Father, we also want to pray for this one. Pray that you just continue to bless me, oh, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless Safe Haven, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray that one day that we can all come together in a place that you have designed for us right now. But right now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for this fellowship right now, Heavenly Father. And we don't take this for granted. We pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
It's scripture time here at Safe Haven Podcast. Pray that you have your Bibles ready, your swords ready for battle. Because we're getting ready for it. We're going to be coming from Psalm 62, starting from the first verse through the eighth verse. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Listen for the Lord. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress, I shall never be shaken. How long will you assail a person? Will you batter your victim, all of you, as you would a leaning wall, a tottering fence? Their only plan is to bring down a person of prominence. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths. but inwardly they curse. For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, I pray that you pray with me on the topic of invest in God's trust. Invest in God's trust. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to right now just thank you in advance for the word that you have blessed me with, oh Heavenly Father. I pray that you just empty out my spirit right now and fill me up with the Holy Ghost, oh Heavenly Father. If the words are not on the paper, not on the screen, oh Heavenly Father, put it in my heart and put it on my tongue at the moment that it needs to be placed right there, oh Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, I just pray right now you just be with me. You are my strength and my salvation. You, oh Lord, I'll just bless me right now. Bless me right now. You are my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. Your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When you woke up this morning, did you thank God for doing so? Did you trust that he would guide you through the dreams that you may have had to attain the understanding and wisdom necessary for today's mission? Most importantly, are you even believing that you're on this God-designed journey in the first place? You see, we open today's scripture with a statement that God alone is what our soul is waiting for in terms of our salvation. You see, after a week of drama coming from every angle, with your spouse not lining up with your expectations, or being on a job where they dump on your positive momentum with an unanticipated sit down to discuss dissatisfaction with a bad day you had in the past, you're either ready to trust in the Lord or let it all go because it feels better to do that instead. See, I don't know about you, but it's hard to fully believe in what verse 2 says when you are being attacked unexpectedly from a worldly perspective and a spiritual perspective. See, verse 2 says, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. See, the first part of that verse is truly easy to understand when you're working from an easy portion of life where everything is going your way. But verse 2b is the rough part where King David, the author of this chapter, says that he'll never be shaken. Never be shaken. You see, when your job, if and when your job docks you for an incident that someone fabricated in their mind, almost kind of like verse 4 here, fabricated in their mind, and then manifested it in their boss's head, in your boss's head as well, are you shaking then? When your significant other tells you that you must change your habits today or say goodbye, after they assured you that they never asked you to change the habits that they fell in love with in the first place, are you shaking then? When someone still judges you for your belief in God, are you not shaken and stirred just a little bit? You see, you don't have to answer these questions to me, but you do have to answer them to God himself if and when you experience these events. You see, we all respond accordingly when it comes right down to it. My answer and your answer will be different in every way, but to God, he's going to hear the right answer when you least expect it. See, look at David here. He was going through a lot of distrust and mistrust in his time. Some of it caused by others, and a lot of it he caused as well. Being picked by a king who had lost his way somewhere, yet was ordained by God at the same time. He did some things where he tried to cover up some of his faults, but learned what blind loyalty meant when he couldn't cover up what he did to one of his soldiers' wives. That's right. It was probably during this time that he learned what his relationship was like with God. He learned firsthand that even when you're feeling wrong or doing wrong, the trust is there. So maybe, just maybe, he realized that you can stir up the faith, but you can't shake it. Amen? You see, I've said it many times in church that I'm done. I'm done. And will never touch a pulpit again when my confidence was stirred up. But God, say it somewhere. I hear it. But God, he didn't let that shake my faith in him or what he called for me to do. And I'd be in the pulpit the next Sunday, no matter what. I bet you say the same thing about your husband or wife and employer every time they stir up your emotions when they criticize you for something that you either created or was placed in by someone who doesn't see it from your perspective. Imagine if God said that about us when we chose the free will route instead of what he designed for us. He could say that he's done with us. But no, he just gets on his word program and rewrites our path based off both his will and our will. Meaning that he allows us to go our way, but he's going to align it with his way as well. Amen? I'll say that again. Meaning that he will allow us to go our own way. Free will. But he's going to align it with his purpose for us as well. This leads us to the first point of the day. That's a question for us as well. Are you going all in on God? I'll say it again. I'll rephrase it a little bit differently. Are you going all in on God? You see, verse 3 and 4 says this. How long will you assail a person? Will you batter your victim, all of you, as you would a leaning wall, a tottering fence? Their only plan is to bring down a person of prominence. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. You see, at first glance, you instantly think that God is solely, that David is solely talking to God about us and our inward and plus our outward struggles as we go to jobs that claim to value us, but actually despise us for the efforts we commit. You see, he's actually talking to the personal enemies in addition to reaching out to God. In verse 3, he wants to know, how long will God allow this attack on us to occur? Huh? See, he's an inquiring mind because he wants to know. You want to know. I want to know. We all want to know. How long, God? The enemy isn't going to be honest in answering this question. They're going to spin it around and throw the blame back on us. They're going to say it's our problem to solve and not theirs. No accountability whatsoever. While the bad and the evil gets away with almost everything, with doing bad, but good has to pay the price every time. See, when you're going all in on God, you should be able to rise above the petty distractions that come your way to take you off course with God. I know people that have anger management issues and aren't ashamed to broadcast it. Talk about holding grudges with perceived enemies for years on top of years on top of years and on top of years. I recall telling them that they should let it go and continue their path because the other people aren't studying them in the least bit. They'd be like, no, I'm going to hold my grudge on them. They did me wrong, and they should feel the wrong and feel the wrath forever and ever. See, they're going to hold the grudge forever if need be. All I can say from there is you need to take it to God and leave it there. God's got this. But it's easier said than done when someone isn't all in with God. I'll say that again. It is easier said than done to let go of a grudge with someone. But it's not easy to do it if you're not all in with God. See, you could be at church on Sunday praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. But come Monday through Sunday, you're either praising the bartender or the trick on the street. Thank you, bartender. Tender, put that on my tab. Yeah. It's just going to be for a few minutes. Come on. Come with me. Come with me. It's going to be fine. I got a couple of dollars. Y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all want me to talk about anything but that. You don't want me to talk about your Monday through Saturday experience. Matter of fact, you don't want me to talk about your Saturday experience because you're here right now for your Sunday experience. And praise God that you're here. But if your Monday through Saturday experience ain't matching with your Sunday experience, then you have a problem. You have an issue. That is probably one of the reasons why it's hard to invest. You haven't completely invested all in God. You invested some of your time, some of your talent, some of your tenth to God. Matter of fact, you probably only gave God a fifth this week. Amen. I know you don't want to hear this. You see, I feel you checking me virtually, saying that I'm throwing stones when maybe my house isn't so great either, after admitting that sometimes I feel like quitting this. But guess what? I'm still on the path doing this and using a medium that's working for others as well as myself. See, this morning I received a message from a sister in ministry stating that they were looking forward to my message today, not knowing that I was still shaping the message for today. See, it inspired me after I survived a week of eye-openers and during a moment of me reaching out to another minister to invite for a future podcast. See, God showed me today, as he does every day, that I'm fulfilling my purpose and I must stay on the course as long as I'm willing to go all in. What are you willing to go all in on? Is it that business that you're starting up? Is it that career that you never thought would come to fruition? Or is it that relationship that you never saw coming? Are you going all in on God? If so, expect the bumps and bruises, knowing that in the end, God's got you covered from all angles. Amen? See, that leads me up to the second point in question for today. Will your hope be in God's corner? I say it again. Will your hope be in God's corner? See, verses 5 through 6 states, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." Where's your hope right now? Is your hope focused on what it needs to be focused on? Or is it running around like a lost soul right now? See, I know people that are suffering from illnesses that are hard for any of us to fathom, but they have a hope in God that gets them through their darkest hours and during their darkest times. They're still pressing forward, knowing that God's going to do what he must to sustain them on the days they were never promised. What are we, the healthy ones, doing if we aren't struggling like the sick and shut-ins? You see, to a degree, we are all sick from something. We all are probably sick from greed, lust, envy, and more. Are we hoping that God will cure us from these things? Or are we enjoying being sick with no God to diagnose us? Y'all don't want to hear me. See, are we letting the social media doctors tell us that something isn't safe for us when they got a degree in posting nonsense and got a master's and PhD in gossip economics? Oh, y'all don't want to hear me talk about that. You're like, "Rev, go easy on us, bro." I could, but God has a message for you and me, though. See, I looked up hope in the thesaurus, and it says this about hope: aspiration, desire, wish, expectation, ambition, aim, plan, dream, daydream, pipe dream, longing, yearning, craving, hankering. How many of you are aspiring for something, wishing for something, expecting something, planning something, or yearning for something? You can't say that you're a Christian if you don't have plans for something. What are you alive for? You're here for a reason and a season. Your purpose comes with a hope that should be in God's corner, as well as your own corner too. If you have hope to be able to find that job, you can't just sit on your behind and expect it to happen without some work on your end. God's preparing the path, but are you seeking out the path? Or are you going all in with hope in his corner? Don't allow yourself to be shaken even if you are a little stirred up. Don't allow yourself to be shaken. This leads us to the third and final point of today's message. That is, you must invest in God at all times. I'll say it again. Invest in God at all times. Verses 7 through 8 states, on God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. How many of you are ready to be delivered from your burdens today? How many of you are ready for your breakthrough today and not tomorrow? How many are ready to pour it all out and put it on the line for God? You see, David is telling us, and God is reassuring us, that if we pour out our hearts before God today, he's going to rectify it on the spot and get the ball rolling in a way that no man or woman could ever do for you. If you're looking for something instant, you're not ready for this blessing. You're not ready for the blessings that come with putting your trust in God. If so, you don't want to be a millionaire today and broke by tonight. See, that's an instant blessing designed to keep you on the same hamster wheel that keeps you running in place. You don't want that. You want to be cured from the illnesses that you believe kept you from achieving something great. I'm going to tell you a brief story about myself that will probably not shock you depending on how well you know me. You see, I'm going to just be honest with you. I can't chew food. See, I can't break down what's presented to me on a plate without cutting it down to size for consumption. You see, for years, I thought it was a setback. I thought it was a setback from a life that I desired the most. You see, peers made fun of me because it made me, quote unquote, weird. And maintaining relationships with anybody were rough because I don't like to go out to different restaurants and experiment because I believed I would choke on myself if I did. And I did not want to embarrass myself or them. See, when I turned my life over to God, though at a super young age, I believed that wholeheartedly God would cure me on the spot. I did. At 5 years old, I thought that. I went all in with hope in his corner, thinking that it'd be instantaneous in me becoming like others, that I could chew effortlessly. See, I learned, though, that God works differently than that. See, he takes his time and sharpens your iron just a little bit. It's a little bit like it says in Proverbs, iron sharpening iron. See, he had me go through some therapy where I did learn how to chew, but not like others. See, I had to consciously think about it over and over just so I could do it like you and others. That took years. Years. I had to think about it. That means I had to focus on it. I had to put my hope on it. I had to go all in on it. See, I don't have the appetite like others today, though. Yes, I can chew. But I don't have the appetite like others for new food because I never got a taste for it. But I stayed the course to show that I trusted in God to see me through. And it worked out in time. Amen? But what's your story? How did he see you through your story? Because you invested in him all the way. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's about all of us. It's not just about you. It's about your enemy too. What are they going through? Maybe they're going through something that's the same and similar. But you probably don't know that because they invested in you in the wrong way. But guess what? Maybe you need to invest in God more. Amen? I'm going to leave you with a challenge for this week. Share this message with 10 people. And share your testimony with 10 more. And look at how God will use you. You will not only spread the word, you will also become the word. That's right. See, it's time that you invest your best time in God as well. He's invested a lot of time in you. But it's time for you to invest even more in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this message. We want to thank you for the message right now. We thank you right now. We pray that this touches someone right now. We pray that you just keep us going throughout this week. We pray that we invest more time in you, O Heavenly Father. We're sorry. Please forgive us for not investing enough time in you. But right now, today is the new day, O Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to use us in the way that you see fit. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.